What up, Mike Stroh? You right here on DubCNN.com right now. What you got going on right now?
A little bit of everything, man. Definitely dabbling in a few things. Just working on a tape I'm going to try to put on in August. I wasn't going to do one, but I said, fuck it. I got a bunch of records sitting that I've been working on, so I don't have no deal. So stacking for an album is, you know, kind of pointless. So I'm probably going to throw another tape out. You know, I don't feel like I'm running out of ammo no time. So shit, why not? You know, let them fly. Working on a record with Glass and Fish and Steel. You know, we're still doing that. Dabbling in a few other people's projects I've been working on, doing verses for. I'm still going to do the project with Luck. You know, so we're doing that too. We cut that at the same time. So just trying to stay busy.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, over the past year, your buzz has built up tremendously. And, you know, I noticed a lot of rappers that interview calling you the next up from the West. How do you feel about that support?
Shit, I'm flattered, man. You know, what can I say, man? I'm just glad people fucking with me like that. You know, I work hard at what I do, you know, and skill means everything to me. So, you know, that's just what I'm based around. I couldn't be more satisfied. You know, I don't know, you know, about who's next, man. You know, you never know, man. You know, I don't know how music is evolving right now, with who's gonna unfold. You know, I don't want to see nobody lose. You know, there's room for everybody to win. So, you know, and that's it. I could tell you I'd be next. You know, I thought I'd be next 5 years ago, but you know, everything don't fall into order like you might think. So if I'm next, cool. You know, so be it. You know, and if not, it's all good. I'm gonna keep doing my thing. And, you know, my time is coming slowly but surely.
All right. And what angle are you trying to come at the game from? You know, even with the major backing, you know, it seems hard to push major numbers right now. You know, what are you going to do to stand out?
Well, I think it's hard to. I think the numbers is hard to push because all this bullshit they're trying to push. You know, look at all the dudes that just dropped over the last few months and literally dropped 60,000 records, 70,000 records. Then your TI that go gold in a day.
Right.
You know, it's all in the shit that's being put out, man. As far as angles go, man, it's hard to tell because music is a little weird right now, man. You don't know what the fuck these labels are looking for, and everything appears to be a ringtone, but, you know, it's the gimmicky shit, man. Like, I ain't into that, so it's going to be difficult for me, you know, to get over that side of it. So hopefully music takes a turn in my favor, and, you know, I get to do what I do on the music side. So the approach is the same approach it's always been with me and my and the records I bring to the table.
Okay.
It ain't no gimmicky shit. Yeah, I might pick a different style of music, you know, that's a little more, you know, ear savvy for the public versus what I might personally want to pick for myself. But it won't be to where I'm compromising what I want to do as an artist and just picking shit that I don't fuck with at all just because somebody else might like it. You know, if I get over any kind of beats I don't like, you know, or something of the sort like that, I'm still going to do me. So, you know, if I take the 808 shit and run with it, I won't get over the 808 and do, you know, Cat in the Hat rhyming. I'm still going to get on there and do what I do.
Right. And was the title of your mixtape Quality Over Quantity representative for the way that you look at your music?
Absolutely. You know, during that time, I was seeing everybody doing tapes or a whole bunch of tapes around. It'd be like 40 songs. Like, I didn't know that many fucking songs could fit on a CD. You know, everybody's like stockpiling songs. The thing is flooding the market. And, you know, everybody's got 10 mixtapes out. I'd rather put out one solid mixtape than 10 that just come and go. You know, so you rather have the quality. One time I'd rather hit one bad bitch than 100 busted ones.
Yep.
You know, that's just how it goes. You know, it's an analogy a few can relate to, but, you know, just really niggas need to take their time and really just do something right instead of rushing, you know, having songs to skip through and all that. I don't want nobody to skip through none of my shit. I'd rather do, like, with my album, I plan on doing, you know, 14, 15 songs. I'm not going 19 songs, 25 songs, you know, unless it just go. That's always the hardest thing for me is eliminating what songs like I'm gonna put on a playlist. There's a lot of shit I couldn't put on my tape for business purposes that, you know, that I wanted, the record that I wanted to use. But, you know, I got it in with that one. I think that one was pretty nice, you know, my first tape around. People still just catching wind of it. That shit was over 2 years ago.
Yep. I know, it's crazy too, because I still see people talking about it right now, like they just heard about it.
Yeah, I know. Some people have just heard about it, and, you know, sometimes shit be so ahead of time, it takes people time to catch on, or I might have been a mystery to them now, and they just hearing of me now, and, you know, want to go back to my old material. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't display it like that, because I don't feel like that's my best foot forward, and, you know, right now in July 2007. Now, that might have been some of the dopest shit I had to offer in 2005. Yeah. I've grown a lot in the last 2 years musically and what I like to do and, you know, how I get out of records. So, you know, I won't say like, yeah, like, check out my mixtape, like, it's crazy. Like, it's cool. Records get old to me fast. Like, I get over them and I just move on. Like, I, a few months after that, like, I wasn't into that CD anymore. I'd already did a whole new batch of new shit, but you know, I understand you gotta work your project and it takes time. You gotta take time and work it and work it. It just gets so old and outdated. I just develop fast. So I'll be ready to move on and, you know, master something new.
Okay. And, you know, the first time that I spoke to you in 2004, Battle Cat told me that you were like a mixture of Jay-Z and Common Sense. Does that comparison still fit?
I'd let you tell that, man. This is the more record, and, you know, let you see what it is. You know,
I had never heard a song from you when I spoke to you the first time. I remember you did a little freestyle for me over the phone, and, you know, Cat was always telling me about you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll try to let the public decide. I guess you gotta compare me to somebody, so I gotta fit in somebody's bracket or category, or, you know, with the similarities. I'm flattered to be mentioned in that company. Those two are the dopest dudes in the game, period, hands down. So, you know, being in the midst of that conversation, that's always flattering.
And, you know, back then you wanted to call your album Just Do. Is that still the plan?
Nah, that's out of the plan. yeah, you know, that's an ongoing thing, man. With that, is that feeling? Like, I still don't feel like I'm at my Just Do. You know, although I'm a lot more popular than I was in 2004, you know, yeah, still, you know, when I talked to you earlier, I was at work. You know, so I'm still out doing the everyday, day-to-day thing, trying to stay afloat when I don't really feel like it should be this hard for me, you know, with the caliber of music I have. But look where music is at, so that says it all. The music is fucked up. I don't know what that says for skills in the next few years. I thought shit would change in November. You know, with Game coming out and, you know, Jay-Z and Nas and Snoop. I'm like, all right, cool, all this shit in 1 month? That shit finna flood all this other shit out the water. Nobody shit did nothing.
Yep.
Kind of everybody shit just kind of came and went.
Yep. That's crazy.
You know, it's hard to look at from the outside in. You got dudes like Crooked that's still on ice, like shit don't make sense.
I know.
You know, it is what it is. You know, still got cats coming, you know, and hopefully, man, these projects that's out, you know, with these upcoming cats, you know, get pushed up a lot faster, man, and it's gonna take more than me. I can't do it by myself. It's gonna take more than Game or Snoop or anybody else. One, it ain't gonna happen with just one person. It's a flurry. That's why we lose. The way we lose on the coast, you know, because everybody just wants to be a single dude, and it's just all about me and nobody else from out here, and that's other shit. And we can't win like that. It ain't about faking the unity either, though. You know, you want to genuinely see other people win. When you don't, you know, you got to question that person and their insecurity and they own skill level or what they bring to the table. You know, to be worrying about another man taking your shine or taking some food off your plate, and, you know, being the popular one.
Yeah.
It's just gonna happen. People gonna have their favorites. You know, it just is what it is.
And right now, it seems like everybody trying to rap, even though rapping might not be what they, you know, best at, you know, everybody wanna be a rapper.
everybody want, man, you ain't never lied, man. That's probably the most frustrating shit ever, because you hear, dude, all of the garbage records that you hear actually gives people courage that would never even think about trying to rap. Like, damn, well, it's that easy, they're doing it, and that's on the radio, I can do it too.
Yep.
Which is, I guess it's a gift and a curse. It's inspiring people, but it's inspiring for the wrong reason. You know, it's just giving people a leap of faith to just try and jump and do anything, which ain't necessarily the key, because at one point in time, you know, you couldn't just walk in an office and just play some bullshit record and they go crazy over it. Like, you know, what are you to do? That's a hard call, but I feel exactly what you're saying. Everybody rapping. That's why I didn't even want to do another take, because of that. Everywhere you turn, man, it's fucking 25 takes. Everybody got a mixtape. You get these forms and people label your success by having a mixtape. Oh, is he popular? Well, doesn't even have a mixtape? Like, what the fuck is that about? I was like, all right, I guess so. I didn't know a mixtape made you an artist these days. Apparently it does.
Yeah.
You know, in the eyes of the internet world, I guess.
It's a different world, though.
Oh, man, yeah. It's pros and cons, man. It's definitely a great tool to get worldwide, man. It just leaves everybody room to be critics.
Exactly. The fans turn into critics.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody's Cisco and Ebert around this motherfucker. Like, you know, thumbs up or a thumbs down. You can't just like it for what it is, or, you know, let it have its own lane of what it is. It's got to be
something negative.
It sounds too much like this, or it sounds like it. Shut up. Like, if your mama didn't teach you, if you don't have nothing cool to say, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
I just try to shut up. If somebody asks my opinion, then that's another story, but I'm not going to give these forms and just run off at the mouth. And all this shit people be having to say, I'll be reading it. No, I read it. Trust me. I might not react to it. I might not respond to it, but I read it. And it's cool. You know, you got to learn how to separate and remember what you're dealing with at the same time as an artist. But, you know, it's hard to not, you know, really take heed to what's being said, because this is so-called the public, but you have to remember it's the internet, man. It's just people behind your screen names. Most of the time, it probably be fucking rappers. It's crazy. Like, I don't figure how you can win with that. You know, you go on iTunes and buy me the song for 99 cents, but his ringtone is like $4.
Yeah, I don't get it.
A produced record is $1. They give you a 12 to 30 second, even 30 seconds is too long. It's got to be about an 8 to 12 second clip of the song said to you for $3 or $4 a pop.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, music is fucked up, man.
And I mean, you know, they telling everybody that they can be musicians themselves. Like, when you buy a Mac, it comes with a program to make music. So it gives everybody the idea that, you know, I can do it too. Why should I go spend money on somebody else's music when I can make my own music?
Oh, man.
You know?
You could have said it better, man. You know, all this music match and all the other little shit that goes on. Everybody knows how to run Pro Tools. Everybody's a rapper. You know, I don't know what to say, man. You're like, hey, you know, you kind of caught in the matrix. Then me being from LA don't make this shit no better. I don't make it no better. You know, it's a fucking million rappers out here. I know, you know, you've been here.
Yeah.
Everybody's an artist. But ain't nobody policing this shit. Ain't nobody saying, nope, this whack shit's not flying. You know, you get New York. Look how skill-based New York is, man. They're amazing. I never would have thought twice that Mims came from New York. Not ever.
Plies is from New York?
Huh?
You said Plies is from New York?
No, Mims.
Oh, yeah, Mims, yeah.
Yeah, and I was a shocker. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, but dude got different shit, too. Like, I heard other tracks that he did before This Is Why I'm Hot, and it was different. Yeah. It was New York. It would sound like New York shit, but... You know, it's just like he said on the song, he said, I could sell a million saying nothing on the track.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy that you would feel like you need to say that, though. That's not cool, man. I can't fly with that shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, this shit is on the radio all the time, but it doesn't end up selling a lot of records.
So then you compromise everything you believed in those songs you did before that, all that to say that dumb shit in song, and you still not sell no records. It's a catch-22. Just a lose-lose.
Right.
You just lost all your respect on the artist side. You know, and then niggas, okay, back off and say, oh man, we trying to respect the nigga hustle. We know he just hustling, trying to do his thing. But this is rap. Niggas be forgetting that at the end of the day. Now, if everyone here, you dudes, you talking about I rap too much and so forth. Like, last time I checked, this shit was rap. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, everybody, first thing is get on the mic. Man, I'm not a hustler and X, Y, Z. And it's like, I'm not a rapper. I'm a hustler. It's like, all right, then hustle.
Yeah.
Then cut this shit out and go hustle. Because this is rap. This is rap. If you can find a way to hustle your way through rap, I guess that's what that is in a nutshell.
Right.
Don't seem like it's hustling to me because it's fucking a craft, but. You get Jay-Z talked all the hustler shit around, but he didn't let off the pedal on the art side either.
Right.
You know, I can't get into everybody sell dope. Everybody's a fucking dope dealer. And if crack was that popular, it would be no need to rap. I'm out here every day. I'm moving around. I don't be seeing no smokers out like that. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. You know, why compromise what you're going to say if you're not going to win anyway? If nobody's going to get up and go buy that shit because you said a certain thing, you might as well say what you want to say.
Right.
You know, my management and a couple other people have been getting on me about certain shit that I say on phone. It's like, dude, I'm from L.A. and being out here, you ain't going to get no radio action like that. You know, you hear Game and Snoop barely. These niggas is on top of the game out here right now. You barely hear they shit. All you hear is the same four or five songs out here. And it ain't theirs.
Yeah.
You know, you got Glasses, that's fine. Bishop, that's fine. Or J-Rock, that's fine. Bang Loose got a record out. Problem got a record out. Western Union got a record out. It's like, but you don't hear none of this shit playing. We don't have no local support. I might as well say what the fuck I feel like saying.
Yep.
Why say, why hold my tongue and it's not going to get played either way? You can do it their way. They can customize your records to their liking and say, we want you to do X, Y, and Z. But if the dudes that work at the radio station don't have your back like that, or they produce the record, then they don't fuck with it. That's just how it goes. High dollar at a record came and went. It's like, dude, damn, you don't stand a chance to win.
Real talk.
You know, so how are you supposed to win when the label say, oh, you ain't shit with no radio spins? Or the public say, oh, no, he ain't popular, I don't hear him on the radio. But damn, how do you get the radio? Well, in L.A., you don't. What do you do? And you go to New York, you're not going to get their radio either.
Because you're not on your own radio station.
Yeah, you can't get your own shit. You know how you gonna go get somebody else's? But you know, it's weird. Like that's the one thing I hate about home, man. That's the frustration that every artist here. Nobody won't get in these interviews or whatever and say it. You know, I've heard Technique speak on it lately. You know, and I've been feeling like that. I was like, damn, finally good to hear somebody else ain't afraid with everybody else keep trying to play the radio game. But ain't realizing the radio game ain't working because nobody's policing the bullshit. Our radio people out here are fucking superstars.
That's crazy.
They get their out of town connects and so forth. We're spending everybody else shit from out of town, then that's what it's gonna be. We be making these dudes platinum. LA by all the big ass markets. We one of them. If that shit don't crack off here, it don't crack. They can have New York. It can get popular in New York, and if it might get a little popular in Miami, maybe. So if it don't crack off here, the next region over, it's one of the biggest markets there is. But the only problem with that is if it cracks somewhere else, LA is gonna follow suit, and then they're gonna do it because everybody else is doing it. Well, so, this station is out here is playing X, Y, and Z, so we're gonna jump on that too. Fuck DJ Quick and AMG and them having a record out there. We should be trying to pump. Nah, you know we gonna spin that a little bit, but we gonna play the fuck out this Rich Boy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I guess so. In all honesty, I don't see a way of winning coming from out here. You know, as I get older and the more music I do, you know, and the worse the state of music gets, you know, I'm looking for some direction on how I'm gonna approach what I'm doing because I don't really feel like there's a win-win situation out here for anyone.
Damn, man.
Hey, it's like, what do you do? What do you do in this case? My nigga Glass is on his second deal.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. Like, you go in the station, and, you know, you get a chance to sit through some shit at the station. Oh, yeah, bring your shit back. That's all I want. All right, cool. We'll come back with a 12. What did I do? I came back with a 12. When I got there with a 12, oh yeah, we ain't spending 12 no more. We need Serato. Everybody's spending Serato. So I just spent all my bread doing the 12. I got a 12 in the store. I got boxes of vinyl in my room. BDB, ABB Records, look out. I got boxes of vinyl literally that mean nothing because the game 360 to Serato. But when I was there, you know, you need 12s. You know, DJs need their own. All right, cool. So I'm at the mixing meeting, you know, sitting outside. I never even got in the mixing meeting with my record. Staying there playing a bunch of old dudes, so I won't even get to those names.
Right.
I seen the dude's face, but it's like, what do you do, man? But how do you convince somebody else when you don't have home? How you gonna look in Germany? How's Maestro gonna be the biggest thing around when Maestro can't even lock LA down?
Right.
Niggas could talk all that shit they want in these interviews and the songs and all that shit. Don't nobody got this motherfucker on lock.
Right.
Nobody. Atlanta got LA on lock. That's all. Niggas can fight it all they want. They can say all they want. Atlanta got LA on lock. You know, Snoop got some weight. You know, Game got some weight. You know, and Dre and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, these niggas, oh, yeah, I got X, Y, and Z on lock? No. Not happening. It's too many of us, and then those are just the established rappers. That ain't even talking about the 5,500 rappers that nobody knows. But everybody knew West because they ain't on. They might not even know a nigga associated with the West. You know, with the marquee faces of the New West, that the public made the New West. Nobody sat down and said, hey, you New West, and you New West, and you New West. But because nobody's policing it, everybody's a New West.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so what do you do when, you know, that's, it's a catch-22, man. You can't win in that scenario. Then you get the dude that's saying, yeah, this does CNN.com, yup. Day to day out here robbing banks with the CNN.com shirts on. You ain't got no idea because you ain't policing your company. So everybody just join in. It's like, alright, you know, but you try not to shut nobody out, but it's got to be a quality level at some point. Somebody's got to say, okay, what you guys are doing, you're not ready yet. You can't just jump into the NBA. You know, seeing the same way David Stern and start policing that straight out of high school shit, that shit don't exist no more.
Yeah.
You know, you just get dudes straight. Yeah, every now and again, you get a Kobe, a, you know, a Kevin Garnett, them dudes that just came straight out of high school and went crazy in the league. And then you get a bunch of dudes that just go straight in. You get a dude like Tyson Chandler, like that's okay. You get dudes that don't even make the team. And once you declare yourself, you can't go back to college. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. But somebody had to say, this is not happening. You guys are not going to fuck up the league doing this. Nobody's policing music. If anybody reading this shit that's on the board, all you big record execs, somebody start policing this shit, please. I know niggas ain't around starving for no money, I know Puff don't need no money, and Jay-Z and niggas don't need no bread. You know what I'm saying? I know Dre and them don't need no money. Start policing this shit. Somebody got to do something about it. Somebody got to say, no, this shit's not flying. Snoop, somebody got to say something. Niggas can't keep funneling and jumping on all this bullshit to stay relevant, trying to eat, you know, from the OG dudes, you know, damn. I don't care how niggas look at me because I won't get on X, Y, and Z. If you understand what I'm about and what I do music-wise, then you'll understand why I'm not just going to jump on any old record for the sake of me being heard. I'm not going to just do any old mixtape just so I can hear it, I can be heard. I ain't going to call Nima and say, man, interview me every 3 weeks if you can, you know, just so I can stay on top when I open up my mouth and say something. I'd rather have something to say.
Real talk.
You know, we ain't talking so long, then, you know, it's like, all right, cool, we got some catching up to do. If you hear from me every time you turn around, you get tired of hearing from me. Like, damn, this nigga again? Pull up again, you know? Everything is oversaturated, man. Everybody's got YouTube. You go to MySpace pages, everybody's MySpace. You know, the same way we was talking earlier, everything is leveraged by count, by MySpace plays, by YouTube hits, by YouTube hits and radio spins, when all of them can be fabricated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got programs that give you plays on MySpace.
You got programs that get, and everybody try to scare you, say, oh yeah, if you get one of those, they automatically delete your face. Bullshit. That's bullshit. They say, you know, certain content it automatically delete. I'll be seeing all kind of outrageous shit across my space. That shit ain't delete.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, it's money. No, I ain't thinking about deleting that shit. You know, but you get dudes that do the same thing, like with the MySpace plays. It might not even be that you using the little, you know, adjusters to make your plays or friends look bigger. People leave them fucking songs on there for 2 years. Yeah, the song, that motherfucker better have 50,000 plays. That motherfucker been on there for 2 years. So it looked like, you know, when a label go to your page, it looked like, damn, this shit popping. This shit getting played a long time. This shit got a whole bunch of plays. That's because of people don't, that shit's for the fans. I change my songs often. That motherfuckers get up to 1,000, 2,500 plays, I'll change them. Just so you keep people's attention, like, damn, new music. You don't want to go back and hear the same song every time. You go back to look for something new.
Right.
You don't want to keep hearing the interview with me and you, and I keep saying the same shit, and I keep giving you the same five songs to download. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
That ain't how it go, man. Service the public. My space was to display your music, to display your music. Stop worrying about what these labels think, because they ain't fucking with your MySpace. If you big, you big. It is what it is.
It's crazy.
Nine times out of ten, they can find out if you added all that shit into your MySpace.
Yeah.
It's like they find out everything else that go on under wraps. I'm sure Tom has got some people on the payroll that they can call over there and find out who added what, when it was added, how many times the song really gets played. If it's that big of a deal. If you're that big of a deal for them to do that kind of research.
Yep.
I'd rather not have that attention. You know, it's cool. I'm working at it. I'm going the long route, but it's working out for me.
Definitely. You know, we recently leaked a track called California Love, produced by Amplified Entertainment. That was a great track.
Oh, thanks, man. That's my dude. Shout out to my boy, Amp. That's my dog, man. Arizona.
Yeah, you had that little California Love sample in there and shit. That was, you know, that was a dope track. It got real good feedback.
Yeah, that's out of all the producers around, dude, everybody be saying, oh yeah, dude, sound like Cat and blah, blah, blah. Amp is the only one with a pass. Y'all can kill that. That's family, so that's the only one with a pass. If it ain't Terrace or, you know, Ample, 1500, you know, somebody Chord, somebody in the media circle, all you other niggas in violation.
You know, I
go ahead. Oh yeah, go ahead. I'm all ears.
I was saying, you know, I expect Battle Cat to produce a majority of songs on your record. You know, well, who else are you trying to get beats from, you know, besides the immediate circle?
You said that's the expectation?
Yeah.
Could be. Maybe not. It depends. I like a lot of producers, man. It's a lot of fresh dudes around. I guess I won't do too much name dropping, but you're gonna hear some chords on my record, you're gonna hear some Terrace on my record, you're gonna hear some 1500 and Nothing on my record, you're gonna hear some more Amplified on my record. I'm doing some more shit with him right now with Aaron. Who else? I got some records from Crisis, that's dope, dude out of NC, aside of my brother. You're gonna hear some Jelly Roll on my record.
What about THX?
Yeah, THX is gonna be on my record as well. If not album songs, like I said, I don't know how the record deal will go to where how I can administrate, you know, who produces what on my record. But if it's up to me, you know, those are my ears. I don't necessarily feel like I need to step out the box.
Yeah.
You know, with my sound. And if not, I'll do a street record with just them dudes. You know, I'm in there fucking with the dudes that helped me hone my sound. Of course, I got my favorites. Like, yeah, I want to fuck with Pharrell on some records. Yeah, I love to fuck with Kanye and Just Blaze on some records, because that's my kind of shit. You know, rest in peace, Dilla. I can't get no records from him, but, you know, that's another fan favorite of mine. You know, and there's a lot of dudes out around carrying the torch beat-wise on that sound. I'm fucking with that. I've done some shit with Babu from Dilated. I'm fucking with him. There's a few dudes around, man, I've been powering with. I just don't usually talk much, you know, as far as who I'm doing X, Y, and Z with. It's just, you know, you just look up and boom, I wouldn't mind having some DJ Quick on my record. Quick, I love the musical side of Quick. I like the rhythmalism and all them records is the shit.
Yep.
The Balance and Options got some dope beats on it. You know, I love to have Quick there. So, you know, my ears are open, and Day One is on my album as well. I'm sure y'all heard of him if you haven't. Dude is real fresh.
Yeah.
Another up and coming producer out here. He's actually got one of my hottest songs around right now out here. It's kind of tough. I left the hood blank for now. We're trying to finish it up, but the song is fresh.
So, what label situation would you have to, or do you want to be in before you release your album?
You know what, right now, I couldn't even honestly tell you, man. I don't know what labels are thinking. You know, I don't know who's doing what. So it's really hard. It's really hard for me to pinpoint and say I want to be in X, Y, and Z. I want to be in a situation to where my music can be heard and pushed. You know, I can have an album out, but if there's nothing behind it to push it, it means nothing, because nobody's gonna get it with no push. I need that. You know, I'm not necessarily concerned with anything else extra, but I need to do that. I need to be in a scenario to where I'm not sitting for a hell of a long time, and I can go. You know, they're not gonna try to hinder me or, you know, put a muzzle on me about what I want to do music-wise, and just turn me loose.
Right. So I guess, you know, it wouldn't make sense to ask you for a release date or nothing like that.
No release dates for me, man. I can't tell you. It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 years from now. I ain't talked to the man upstairs about that. I don't know the release date. I have the slightest release date in mind. I'm entertaining deals right now, but aside of that, I am trying to do this tape for August. I just about have all the records. I'll probably do about 2 or 3 more records and just going to take a couple people's beats. That's all right now, and do what I do. But record-wise, I'm stockpiled. I got enough to go right now. Mm-hmm. If you called me with a deal tomorrow and I had to put an album out in a month, I'm ready. I'm ready to go now. We could just go mix and fuck around. I got enough records sitting right now to blow any of this shit that's going on right now out.
Do you have a concept in your mind for an album?
Mm-hmm. Nope, I just can't wait to get out of these scenarios, you know, with LA being the way it is and all the music politics and shit becomes a more positive scenario for me, so that shit can get out of my songs, because that's a lot in content, because it's what I go through on a daily.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really hard. Like, I'm not into faking songs. It's hard for me to have fun when shit really ain't fun. I'll go to work and bust my ass all day, you know, to come home to come here. The fucking shop boys on the radio all goddamn day. I only hear that shit over and over. There's niggas out here that's really with this craft, man. I don't know gimmick shit. And don't mean because I say you about your craft that you gotta be just hip-hop out the game and to where, you know, you don't like no mainstream shit or you don't like no gangster shit. It ain't nothing like that. Please don't get it twisted. Because I can rap with the hip-hop niggas, with the backpack niggas, quote unquote, and the street niggas don't make me not make me a regular dude. I like Ice Cube and Glasses and Rocky and all the other niggas around right now that's on that shit. That's what they do. I chose my own lane because I need to stick to my own roots. Yeah, I'm from that background. That ain't my walk. So I don't get on wax and talk that shit because that ain't me. No, so it is what it is. I got love for that. Everything I'm talking about in these songs and the demeanor of these songs is me. You know, and that's one thing nobody will ever be able to take from me. I say, you know, 4 years down the line, when you know from the first interview you heard on me to the first piece of material you heard on me till now, I'll always be me. You know, you ain't gonna be able to go split the deck and pull no card out and say, oh, he was X, Y, and Z during this time. Like, nah, I've been me. I've always been Mike, and I'm content with that.
I hear you, man. I hear you. That was a lot of real talk, man.
Right on, man.
You know, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Yeah, y'all stop condoning all these bullshit records. Period. That's that. You know, everybody just feeding into this shit. Don't compromise what you do. You know, there is a lane for you at what you do. If y'all niggas ain't serious about being the best at shit, and you know, and niggas just cool with being an honorable mention, and you know, on all that other shit y'all be on, I need to kill that, man. Y'all might as well stop. Y'all just fucking the game up, man. Y'all making it hard for niggas that really work hard at what they do. Y'all encouraging a bunch of nonsense. Whoever take offense to it, I don't give a fuck.